The city of Plattsburgh came under national and international scrutiny recently when city officials decided to place an 18-month moratorium on cryptocurrency operations. The Bitcoin miners were using so much of the city's cheap electricity that its quota was breached and residents' rates went up. Mayor Colin Reed says a couple subcommittees are looking at various aspects related to the new industry.
I'm asking the various groups to report back to me in the next week or two so we can actually get some code developed and move this thing forward.
Do you think it will last a full 18 months?
I'd be surprised if it lasts 6 months. Our promise was to try to do this as expeditiously as possible. What we need to be careful about is we really want to do this right. We recognize that communities all around the world are looking at what we come up with. It's not simply in taking care of some of the nuisances like sound and noise and et cetera, but also proper fire standards for an operation that concentrates so much electricity all in one location, so much heat all in one location as well. But the most novel thing we really want to look at is how to encourage this industry to reclaim heat. For us in the city, since everybody heats with electricity, to see all that heat just being spewed off into the atmosphere, especially in middle of winter, it might be 0 degrees outside, it really is an affront to some of our sensibilities here. So if we could figure out a way for them to recycle that heat, and actually the industry people I've spoken to are willing to try to figure out something with us, and they don't even want to be compensated for the heat. To them, it's just a waste byproduct that they have to disperse and get rid of as quickly as they possibly can. So they're willing to give it to nonprofit groups, schools, et cetera. We just need to figure out a way to do that. And if we can do that, the school can turn off their electric heat as these cryptocurrency machines are turned on, and everybody's happy, and we have the electricity to then sell them by displacing it from somewhere else.
What are the challenges in actually making that come to fruition?
We really need to get this right. This is not an 18-month endeavor for us. This is something that we believe we're going to be dealing with for the very foreseeable future, because even should the bottom fall out of the Bitcoin industry, there's always going to be some Bitcoin operators needed, or some other cryptocurrency operators needed, or some data centers that are going to need power. And in that industry, their single significant cost is their cost of electricity. If we've got some of the lowest electricity costs in the entire world, they're always going to be clamoring to do that here rather than somewhere else. So we need to figure out a way to do this right. And it doesn't mean that we need to take an awful long time to do it, but it's very important for us to figure out how to do this right.
Mayor Reed, you have been interviewed by local, national, and international media. What do you find they are most curious about when it comes to cryptocurrency and how Plattsburgh is trying to handle it?
You and I, over the years, have talked about an awful lot of complex issues. I can't think of one more complex and multifaceted than this industry, and it's fascinating. I'm not at all a Luddite or discouraging this industry. I think there are ways to do this right. So that's what we're balancing, incredibly complicated industry, and I think people find that fascinating. I think people also are confused and wonder what cryptocurrency is all about. It sounds rather bewildering. How does it work? And so there's a really legitimate public interest in this. I predict in 10 years' time, most of the transactions we make will already be electronic. Industry is increasingly using cryptocurrency as the de facto concentration. Unfortunately, the black market and the illicit activities industry is also using cryptocurrency, just as they used to use $100 bills. So this is going to be the dominant way of transacting in the future. It might not be Bitcoin, might be another replacement for it, but it will be the dominant way to transact. If it isn't already now, it will certainly be in a decade or so. So that's not going away. People are fascinated. They want to understand how it works. They want to know that if they do transact in it, it's going to be safe and secure. And I'm trying to help explain that.
The city council has been working on a 5-year budget plan.
It actually requires them in the charter to follow and issue a 5-year budget plan, but that provision in the charter has been ignored. This is now the second year in a row they produced a plan. The plan they produced last year was very helpful in helping me craft a budget consistent with their plan. And whatever they give me, I'm going to work as hard as I can to craft a budget well early than the deadline I'm required to craft it accordingly. So it's very helpful. One of our aldermen, one of our counselors, Mike Kelly, is the head of the budget committee. He's done a fantastic job. I've been offering as much of my resources, my office's resources, to assist him in his analysis, but he's really done it right. He's sat down with the counselors once every month or once every week for the last couple of months, and they all agreed on the various assumptions that will go into the model.
And if I recall, one of the committees was also reviewing some marina changes. What are the odds that they will be complete for this summer season?
The council, as is their prerogative, passed a resolution to move forward with a small boat marina at Wilcox Dock. I believe that maybe not to the full scale, but something will be done in Wilcox Dock as early as this season. And we're also using this opportunity to deploy a number of docks we have sitting idle that were donated to us. Use some of those docks to also expand the marina, the city marina down at Dock Street to allow a little bit more transient parking and catering to the various fishing tournaments that come to town. This isn't an expansion of that marina for revenue purposes, but as a public service. So we believe we can actually do this at zero cost or minimal cost to the taxpayer by better deploying resources just sitting right now in a parking lot.
Late Thursday, the village of Rouses Point, north of Plattsburgh on the Canadian border, announced that village trustees approved a two-year moratorium on cryptocurrency and blockchain or similar data mining operations in the village. Rouses Point also has low electric rates, and officials say dozens of cryptocurrency miners have requested permits to operate in the village. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.